Mama. Welcome to the Work at Home Boss Mama podcast. I'm your host, Sabre Gilbert, self-made mompreneur and virtual assistant. I can't wait to answer your questions and get you going on your journey to becoming a work at home boss mama. Let's get started.
I think Instagram and Facebook ads are currently the extremely sexy thing to do right now in the marketing world. I think everyone's super excited about it and thinks they're great, and it can get your face in front of a ton of new people. Do not take me wrong, I do think ads can be an amazing thing. But when you're first starting out on your business, it's honestly probably one of the last things you should be thinking about doing, because you really should be bringing in money before you're willing to start sending out money. I really think ads are better when you're more wanting to bump up your clientele and who you're marketing to versus the first couple of clients that you're getting. So what are some different things that you can do first before you start hitting those ads? One of my first things is it's marketing and it's not, but getting your face out in just front of people and getting in front of your target audience. Now, I'm not saying this is your number one way you're going to actually sign clients, but this is getting your face out there so people start knowing you and knowing who you are. It's definitely your social media in building up a relationship with potential clients with your social media. Molly and I talk about this a lot, that one of the biggest mistakes people can make with their social media is thinking that it is their number one way that they are signing clients every day. Selling to your audience should not be your number one goal with social media. And I know that probably sounds extremely counterintuitive to what you've heard in other places, but I really think that the days of just being able to straight up sell in your social media are flying out the window very quickly. Now, I still think you should mention what you do, mention your products, and do that frequently. I just wouldn't make it the only thing that you do. Having a conversation, building up a relationship with your thing, informing people on just everything that they need to know before they work with you. That is everything your social media should be full of. And then you should be getting your faces in your Instagram stories, Facebook stories, whichever is your jam. Make sure your face is out there with your brand so people know and can start recognizing you when they see you talking in different places, talking in different forms. They recognize your name, they recognize your face, not just what you can offer them. A second way I highly recommend marketing yourself is, and I think I've said this in a few other podcast episodes as well, but I really think it's important for you to get into Facebook groups and talking with the clients that you actually want, providing useful information and helping them out. And just getting your name out there that way. Now, I'm not saying go into a group and say, hey, I can do this for you. I do this, and charge that. Don't be that person who spams very obviously looking for a job. I think it's once again all about that relationship building. Getting your name out there in a way that people know that they can just come to you for these different things. And then you can also just mention that, hey, I actually offer this as a business thing, but I can answer this question for you, and just kind of handling conversations that way. And I think for my final way that is really good to be marketing your business, getting it out there without spending a dime. Well, okay, technically, yes, this is without spending a dime, so I'm going to continue out with this method that I've thought of. Having a referral program with your current clients that you actually already have, it's not like a straight up affiliate program, which you probably know more, where you get money for people signing up, but more my referral program works in that I actually add on time Or add on to, like, a special thing onto a project if someone sends a referral my way. And then it is in my contract. It is in my client's welcome guide that if they refer somebody, they get, I believe I currently have it set up so it's an hourly thing. But it's based off of their package, so how much would be added on. If they have a higher package, they get a higher payout. Because I can't give a person who has like a 40 or 25 hour package, I can't just be like, oh, you get an extra hour, because that's not as big of a deal on if they were on a 10 hour package. Like, an extra hour is a big deal if you only have 10 hours with me every month. But once you hit 25 or 40, one extra hour just really isn't going to cut it. So you kind of got to just bump those up. And make that more worth it in that way. But honestly, if you already have a perfect client, someone that you super enjoy and they really know you, the people that they then refer to you are usually right there smack dab in your perfect clientele as well, which is really awesome and can work really well for you. Because then you're not having to worry about having a bunch of bum discovery calls, and instead it's people that you already want to work with. So I would love to see your marketing skills put to the test. So if you already have your Instagram going, I would definitely love for you to either tag me in a post, tag me in your stories, and I would love to follow you. I want to see your relationship building. I want to build a relationship with you. So tag me in your Instagram. It's the Work at Home Boss Mama. And I can't wait to see what you guys have been doing.
Thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget to share your progress and tag the Work at Home Boss Mama on Instagram so that I can cheer you on. Make sure to never miss a single episode by hitting subscribe below.